with the view from her Jerusalem window. Here's Andrea Simontov.
Always fantastic to chat to you, Andrea. Who gave you exemption last week?
A rat! It was a rat. I just listened to your commercial. I needed that pest control service.
Are you serious? Are you pulling my leg? Is that real?
Who would joke about a rat? You know, it was the most... It was the most terrible thing, and I knew early in the morning, I kept cleaning out the drawers, because unlike you people there, I am the day staff and the night staff.
Yeah.
And it was, and you know, my husband, who is a real cool cookie, anybody down there that knows about that minor god that I married, a real cool cookie, and when he began screaming, the hardware stores are open, let's get a trap. I just wasn't in condition. I hated my home. And I have to tell you, I stopped with you. That was the beginning. I wasn't sure I could function. And then by the time Shabbos came along, we had this rat trap under the sink. And I'm just telling you now, as lofty a creature as I am, I hope nobody has drinking problems and this conversation won't be a trigger. I went to bed on Friday night, inebriated, tranquilized, earplugged. I knew, but apparently my husband was up the whole time and he heard the trap and he heard the rattling. And I just thought to myself, I wasn't in condition. I wasn't in condition to be humorous. I was hating my house. I wanted to burn it down.
You know, Tachlis, end of story. Is he gone?
He's gone. And my husband, Holy Ronnie, can tell you all the halachos, all the Torah. ridding one's home of vermin.
Oh my goodness me.
Lefi halacha.
Oh my goodness. Well, that was an unexpected little chat. Coming back to this week's topic. Fabulous and formidable Jewish woman. I reckon you're one of those, Andrea.
I just wanted to finish that topic with my favorite line. Other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play? Okay.
Oh my goodness. All right. Okay. We get it.
All right. South Africans have to now check out their history books. Okay. Yeah. So formidable Jewish women. We are in the Parsha of Chaye Sara. And it was very funny. I did my show this morning and at first I wrote down Chaye Sara. No, Chaye Sara, the lives of Sarah, the lives. It's not two dimensional. It's multidimensional. And it got me to thinking again, very original. I did not come up with this from any Torah readings. I was talking about Rabbi Sacks, may he rest in peace, yes. and what leadership is all about. And suddenly I was remembering my youth. You know, my parents used to take us. It was a very big East Coast Jewish thing. We used to go to an area called the Borscht Belt. And what that really was it was hotels in the Catskill Mountains of upstate New York, and I believe northern Pennsylvania, and it was Jewish comedians, and all the big names that later came out, they all started there. Believe it or not, Woody Allen, Henny Youngman, Rodney Dangerfield. And what was their big thing, what they had people rolling in their eyes? Mocking Jewish women. This was really the big thing.
Really?
The bullying Jewish women, the unappeasing Jewish women, the money-grabbing, materialistic Jewish women. And then, of course, during that whole era, late 60s, early 70s, Philip Roth started to write, you know, his Goodbye Columbus and the other ones that he wrote. Anyway, dissing Jewish women. And I was thinking about Sarah and what strong, incredible personalities Jewish women were. And we know that certainly, I'm sure, that people in South Africa, certainly the Jewish community from that Litvak, you know, that Litvisha background, knew stories about women who didn't have money to pay the cheder. And while their husband said, you know, they can go to public school, you'll teach them at home. Instead, we know in New York stories of women, mothers sitting on the steps of the yeshiva until they found room on a bench for their children. And I kept thinking how we were mocked and laughed at, but we are the paradigms of partnership. We're not equal to men. We're different. And we even see that in this parsha, God says to Sarah, God says to Avraham, listen to your wife. She comes first. If she's not happy, your life is going to be a living hell. And I just thought it was a wonderful, wonderful story about partnership and that we're not mockable. And I just wanted to share that with you.
You know, that's pretty amazing, and I'm fascinated in your take on it. Listen, I'm not an American. I know nothing about the Catskills. I'm just amazed to hear that.
Portnoy's complaint was the other one. Portnoy's complaint.
Yes, we know about Portnoy's complaint. Yes.
The vulgarity, and that my gender in my faith, we were the objects of such derision for so long. And
I just found that so strange. I thought we came from a culture which was almost matriarchal. I mean, it's all about the Jewish mother holding the family together, passing down the values. The fathers are the sperm donors.
Well, you know, what's very interesting is because then again, you can then take the jokes even further. The emasculated Jewish men, the wimpy, the yes guys, that kind of thing. And it's not, again, you use the word culture, and that's great, Simon, because again, I am coming from a different culture, and we're sort of, Israel is middle ground, we're equidistant. But I just kept thinking about Sarah, who in her quietude was a powerhouse. She was the heartbeat. She was the forever after, certainly a complicated ever after of our eternal existence. And I think that the women don't really get that round of applause. One thing I wanted to just throw out at you, I took myself some notes here. This is what we mocked, Philip Roth, blah, blah. Oh, yeah, even so prepared.
I'm telling you, yeah.
Yeah, my air fryer is going crazy. The other thing I wanted to tell you is that, you know, Rivka, who comes afterwards, she's so, you know, how did they know that she was the right wife for Yitzchak when Eliezer goes to find her? And again, totally different community, distantly related. They say, some say, I don't know that it's been actually proven. You know, I'll tell you what it was. When she gave him water, she gave Eliezer, who was Avraham's emissary, she gave him water to drink. She knew she was going to water the camels. But she didn't say it. She just did it. And it goes back to when Avraham had the three strangers come to him. You know what he said to them? He didn't say to them, oh boy, are you going to get a meal? Oh boy, are what you're going to eat? It's going to be fabulous. He said, I'll get you a morsel of food. And instead, he gave them everything. Here it is, the lesson of the Jewish people, to na'aseh v'nishma, to listen, to do, but most important, to act. Act on our hearts, act on our stomachs. I don't mean our stomachs, I mean our guts. You know, we use the term gut reaction. It's who we are. And we also, in terms of the women, Simon, we're the whole deal. And again, it's a partnership. And we're not mockable. And Jewish women have earned everything they get that's good. And I wanted to share that with you. Go into this parsha. All men, stand up. When you sing Eishes Chayil, mean it, baby. Mean it.
I'm not going to let you go because I don't have time to play a song. So we've got a bit of time until o'clock. So a couple of things.
Oh, I know you're going to ask me about the American elections.
I'm just so completely transparent and see-through. It's actually quite funny that you knew that. But before we get there, Rena Ackerman weighing in saying, Andrea, I totally relate to your rat story. And there's your neighbor down the road in Florentine. And Clive weighing in saying the WHO, the World Health Organization, a stooge of China and other corrupt governments, just passed a resolution against which country? Guess Israel, of course, as a supposed violator of health rights. The UN and WHO have zero credibility, zero. That's from Clive. I must tell you, Clive is very up to date with what's happening in the news when we're on air and keeps us updated. So clearly they've gone and done something stupid like that again. But yeah, I am absolutely going to ask you because you're my American in Israel and you understand that society better than any of us do. How is it going to affect you?
You know, Simon, it's not, I don't think it's a secret. God first. God first. Nothing happens what isn't meant to happen. Did I want Joe Biden? I mean, I think the real comedy shows, if they'll be, if the Democrat or at least left of the aisle is a little bit, if they could reach down to their ankles and find a little bit of honesty, at least the comedy shows should take off. How is it going to affect Israel? I'm sad to tell you this, Simon. We are our best when our feet are held to the fire. We are not good. Israel today, we are safer than ever before, I do believe, with our Arab neighbors. We are, again, physically safer than ever before because Iran has been held at bay. There could indeed be a real change on the ground. But what has also changed for Israel is there something, and I hope Renee does not disagree with me, something recently has become very discordant and very ugly in Israeli society. The finger pointing, the name calling, the rage in the streets, the disgusting disconnect from one another. I don't know God's plan. I didn't get the memo yet. However, I am thinking that the plan is let America get ugly. Let America implode. It can only be better days for Israel and America and among Israelis, because when we're good to each other, everything is possible. I really don't care. You know, I also think that the one who really lost the election was Donald Trump. He lost it for himself. And that's a whole other discussion.
We're going to leave it there. Thank you for taking us to 5 o'clock, Andrea. We're rushing to news. Shabbat shalom and thank you.
Shabbat shalom all. Bye bye.